You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Tigers baseball today on this Friday, October 20th, with Jason Beck, our Tigers reporter for MLB.com. Jason, we thank you for the time. And one topic today, and that's an easy one. This is all about Gardy, as Ron Gardenhire officially named the new skipper of the Detroit Tigers after 13 years with the Tigers division rival in Minnesota with the Twins. Those 13 years between 2002 and 2014, the AL Manager of the Year back in 2010. And six times he's finished runner-up for the award, which I find even more impressive than the fact that he won it once. He also had a third-place finish, so a very well-respected, well-decorated skipper. He's going to be back in the dugout in the Motor City for 2018. And, Jason, just kind of, break down the process for us. Would you say that he was the front runner from the beginning, or who else were the Tigers considering for this?
I don't know if he was necessarily the front runner. I think a lot of us thought that they were going to go with somebody experienced. I think Freddy Gonzalez kind of emerged early on as a likely name. I know he interviewed well with the Tigers a couple weeks ago down in Lakeland. But the thing with Gardy, I think, was that not only did he have experience, but he had experience winning, and he had experience winning with different types of rosters. He had won with some veteran guys in Minnesota, but he also had a huge hand in developing some of the younger guys there. You can look now and look at guys who kind of blossomed under his tenure. Joe Mauer, Gardy was his first manager. Johan Santana blossomed under him. There were a number of other guys. Torrey Hunter really had a lot of his prime. He really blossomed, I think, as a hitter and as an all-around player under Gardy's watch. I think that was a factor. I think what he was able to do with less in Minnesota was a factor. And also I think that one thing that came out of the press conference was that Al Vila was looking for a strong leader, somebody who could set the tone in the clubhouse and somebody who could be a disciplinarian if and when needed. And what he had heard on Gardenhire, what really they knew about Gardenhire from watching him across the dugout in Minnesota, was that he could foster that type of clubhouse and that he could form a conducive clubhouse for younger players.
Jason, one thing I find interesting is that Gardenhire, in 4 days from the time that we're talking right now on the 20th, in 4 days, he turned 60 years old. And it's no secret that there is a massive rebuild about to be underway in Detroit for a Tigers team that finished with the worst record in the major leagues here in 2017. Does it surprise you a little bit that for a guy of Gardenhire's experience and his age, again, he's just days away from turning 60, that this would be the guy that the Tigers would turn to, with a clubhouse full of younger guys and a team that is in such a transitional period right now?
It does a little bit, and I wonder if part of that has to do also with what they saw in the field. If you look around and look at who is interviewing for the various openings that are out there this month, you don't see a ton of younger candidates. The one that really stands out is Alex Cora, and I think Alex is going to have a lot of opportunities out there in situations that are more conducive to near-term success than what the Tigers could offer. And I think if there was somebody there that the Tigers felt like could bring those qualities they were looking for and could grow into the manager role on the job, I think we might be talking about a different person right now. But I also think that the Tigers want to be open-minded on not ruling out older managers. Let's face it, they had success with an older manager, Jim Leland. I remember kind of being in the same spot, like a dozen years ago now, and we were wondering if Jim Leland was too old for the Tigers job, because the Tigers were coming off of, they were on their way up, but they were still perceived to be a ways off from contention. And what you saw with that club was that they went from, I think it was a 71 season in 05, to an American League pennant the next year. So I think that history left them open-minded, but I also think that there were guys, there were people in the organization who were looking for that Leland type of presence to bring that back, that they didn't feel like they had that presence with Brad Ausmus while he was growing into the job.
And Jason, that actually leads me right into my very next question, in that I was going to, you know, pose the question to you in that, what traits does Garnahire possess that the Tigers felt were lacking in Brad Ausmus beyond what you just explained?
Well, it's definitely that strong leadership presence, and not that Ausmus is a bad leader necessarily, or, you know, an undisciplined manager, but I think when Ausmus came into the job, he wasn't very far separated from his playing days. In many ways, it almost felt like an extension of the players put into a game strategy role. He wasn't brought in there to be an authority figure. He wasn't brought in there to be a disciplinarian. That they weren't figuring on needing that for the team he inherited at the time. This is a much different team, a much younger team, and it's going to be getting younger realistically over the next year or two before they really start trying to build towards a winning club. And I think in that situation, they felt like they needed a little bit more of an authority presence for these guys, because there's not likely to be much of a veteran presence on this club as we go on. I think Miguel Cabrera is really the one guy you could count on most likely being here long-term among the veterans. You go beyond that, and I mean, assuming Ian Kinzer gets traded here sometime between now and next July, you're looking at the next highest veteran presence being a guy like, you know, James McCann,
right,
like you know, Nick Castellanos, you know, guys who really on a lot of other clubs, they would still be a younger guy still learning the ropes, but they're going to be thrust into leadership positions. So I don't think you could rely on the clubhouse to police itself the way that you might have felt like you could do 4 years ago when Brad Ausmus got this job.
And Jason, as I mentioned at the outset, Garnahire was the twin skipper for 13 straight years between 2002 and 2014. And in baseball this day and age, 13 years is an eternity. And, you know, being a manager can really take its toll. And I would think that after 13 years, you know, he needed some downtime to kind of, you know, recharge his batteries, even though he has spent at least the last year or two on the bench of the Arizona Diamondbacks under first-year skipper Torey Lovello. But again, you know, he is in a coaching role but not a managerial role since 2014. How much did that play a role in the fact that, you know what, he's getting the itch again, and now that he's had a little bit of downtime, at least from a managerial position, he wants to get back in there and do what he used to do?
The sense I've gotten is that he's had that itch for a little while now. You know, I know he was rumored to be a possibility for the Tigers hire a couple of years ago when Al Avila took over as general manager and Brad Ausmus's standing looked to be on shaky ground. We weren't really sure if he was going to be around to fill out the rest of his contract. And even then, you know, Garnahire, you know, word was clearly wanted to get back involved with the game, whether it was Detroit or somewhere else. And he did interview in some other spots, I believe Washington, San Diego. He was close to getting the Padres job, if I remember right. But I do think him being Torey Lovello's bench coach in Arizona was a good year for him, because it got him back in the dugout, but also, and I think maybe more importantly, was it got him some exposure to how teams are using analytics nowadays. And it got him to process some of that information, maybe become more open to it than he might have been when he was a Twins manager years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And all signs point to a good fix, a good relationship between Alavila and Ron Gardenhire moving forward, as he will be the new man in the dugout in the Motor City for the Tigers beginning in 2018. Ron Gardenhire, the new manager in the Motor City. Jason Beck, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time and the insights, and we'll do it again at this time next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers.